You're listening to the Better Bodies Podcast with your host, Bria Wanamaker. Hi, I'm a registered psychotherapist, and I'm also a human. And when I noticed that my obsession with food, fitness, and body image was taking over my life in every single way, I knew it was time to make some changes for myself and my health, and to bring these important conversations to the forefront. So I started a podcast, and I'm so happy that you're here. You are going to get so much out of these amazing chats. So let's dive in. What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Better Bodies Podcast. Today, I'm bringing you this quick, motivational pump-up clip that I posted on Instagram the other day, and it's just a reminder that, you know, healing yourself, healing your body, it's a process, it's a journey, it's an unbecoming of the conditioning and the programming that we've learned in order to get back to who we are. And it feels really, really good. And so I wanted to share this with you. I went for a run and then I recorded something about how I felt afterwards. So yeah, I would love to share this clip with you. Let me know if you have any questions, comments about this journey. You can visit my website or you can DM me on Instagram at bria.wanamaker. One of the most important steps on this journey to just feeling really good about my body and food and fitness and my relationship with those and my relationship with others. And just, I think the biggest thing is cognitive flexibility, like just being more flexible, less rigid, less perfectionistic, and think it has to be this way, and this is the only way to do things, and you have to go hard, and you have to stick to things, and you have to be in control, or like you will fall apart, and you won't get anything done, and you will fall behind, and compared to other people, where they are in life, where you are in life, and so really diving into that cognitive flexibility has been huge for me. And the number one step that I've taken toward doing that is getting grounded with myself, getting connected with myself, calming my nervous system. The link is in the show notes below if you're interested in joining my Calming Your Nervous System workshop. And in that workshop, I share all kinds of information, education, guided meditations, audio content that you can download and listen to on your phone, all kinds of good stuff to help you get to that point too of being able to calm your nervous system and develop cognitive flexibility. So check that out. It's on my website under online workshops, and let's dive into this episode.
But in all seriousness, I just had the best run of my life, I want to say. It wasn't the fastest run of my life. It was still, I had a really good time, as in like good pace. I also had a good time. It was fun to like get lost in my thoughts and daydream. It was very therapeutic. But the reason I think that I enjoyed it so much was because I was so gentle with myself the rest of the week, like beforehand, that when I got to this run, I committed to a time and I even went further than that. And it was interesting because it was so hard to get out of the house. I like didn't want to. My body was like stuck, and it was such a good release when I was running. And like, that's what I've always believed exercise should be used for. I've just never been able to get to that point because it's always been a compulsion. Like, you exercise every single day, no matter what, like go hard. It always has to be high intensity every single day. And so like, now that I've been able to be more gentle with myself and develop that trust, it's such a neat contrast to have where I actually make the choice to do the intensity when it feels good and make the choice to not and take rest days. So I really got to feel, the holding of emotions in my upper body throughout the week and how that was able to release, and just how I got to experience how exercise is good for your body and your mental health when you are not in a calorie deficit, and when you're not fasting, and when you're not, you know, forcing yourself to do the same thing every single day. This was a full-on choice, and I can honestly say that it was the best choice I could have made for my body and my mental health today. And yeah, so that feels really good, because a lot of times, like, if you're addicted to exercise or you have exercise compulsion, it doesn't feel good after. There's a sense of like guilt of like, wow, I just like fucked up my immune system because I didn't have the energy for that. Or like, wow, I could have spent that time doing something else, prioritizing. But it's a really, really incredible feeling to be like, oh no, that was the thing that I needed. That was the thing. So anyone who's struggling with that, like, check out the podcast. I have over 125 episodes, and I have like pretty much walked you through my journey toward getting to this point, and had guests and experts on the show to chat with, and it's just been a really cool journey, and that's been something that's helped me a lot, and I share a lot about how I got to this spot, and it feels really good. So I hope that you can get there too. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. It honestly means the world to me. I love podcasting. I love bringing you this free resource. The best thing that you can do to support the show is to screenshot the episode that you're listening to and any takeaways that you got from it. Share it on social media, tag me in it so that we can chat more about it. And also send it to any friends, family members who you think would also benefit from listening to this. And give it a rating, a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. And that just helps others to be able to find this content as well. We'll chat soon. Bye.